Hello, this is Martin Patella for the Life Enthusiast podcast. And today I have the distinct pleasure and honor to be visiting with Richard Presser, the CEO of Magic Dicol, which is the company that distributes NanoSoma, and which is also known as MetaDicol. At least that's the main ingredient. And we have been I personally have been with this now for about 6 months, and I have been having and enjoying both subtle and profound personal changes. So we'll dive into that. Here today, Richard Presser, Dr. Richard Presser, welcome.
Martin, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And firstly, let me say thank you to you for how you have embraced NanoSoma and helped to get it out into the world. My vision for this product is that perhaps in the 10-year time frame, when people truly understand this product, everybody in the world will use it. And I thank you for the efforts you've been making to share it with people on a very broad basis. Very exciting.
Yeah, you know, Richard, you may be very prophetic here, because when you say that everybody in the world will be using it, the dark vision that I could embrace is that only the remaining living will be here remaining because they're using it.
I think you understand my view on all of that. I think indeed it could be that dark. And you've touched on this, so I will open it up a little. Firstly, looking at NanoSoma, I'm now satisfied that the little particle in this product brought the blueprint of biological life to our planet. And I have two key pieces of data to support that. The first is that this is a lipid, and you can't have biology without lipids. The lipids create the envelope within which biology can exist, whether it's a virus, a cell, or us. Our skins are lipids. And so they play this profound role, but they had to come before biology, because without the lipids to form the envelope, there is no biology. So we certainly know it's older than biology. And then earlier this year, we had a Zoom call, and one of the participants was a woman called Lorraine Mill, who's a fellow Aussie. She describes herself as a master intuitive. She started out as a medical intuitive and has gone way beyond that. So, in fact, I took her words and edited it into a video, but she wasn't willing for me to share it because, you know, she wasn't dressed for the occasion. I've now got a still photograph from her. I'll put that out shortly. It's profound. And she describes what this is doing in the body, including correcting the DNA, because she could witness it. Yeah. But at the end, she quietly says, this particle does not come from here. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm satisfied that's true. So on a broad basis, this little particle brought the blueprint of life here, and is now emerging in the middle of the fallout from these jabs or injections. They cannot be vaccinations. And this, in my opinion, is a psyop of the first order. And it's a eugenics exercise. And this is what you're referring to on a level. People who simply get the jab will probably not be with us, certainly in 5 years, and more than likely in only two or less. And it's that dark.
Yes. Well, I wanted to put it in my own words in this way, that the bilipid layer represents the sac within which the guts of every cell are contained. So without that sac, there is no separation of one cell from another. So even a single cell organism requires this particular sac to contain itself. And that, of course, is extended into every more complex cell. Each cell is a little entity that has a layer. And Bruce Lipton was the most brilliant man who described that the DNA in the nucleus is like the testicles or the gonads of the cell, whereas the cell itself, the cell membrane of the cell, is actually like the brain, because it's the cell that allows ingress or degress? Well, input yes. and output, stuff to get in or out of a cell. And there are these little gates, and they're called receptor sites. And these gates are either opening or not opening, like a relay in a specific situation. And if that is not working correctly, nutrition doesn't get in, toxins don't get out, and the functioning of the organism is just inadequate. Hence, when Raghu, the inventor of this, speaks of receptor site regulation, he is onto something.
You're absolutely right. This is great. This is key. And in my view, and in Raghu's view, when Bruce Lipton finally connects with this product, he'll be blown away because he will understand it exactly. So in truth, it's managing, from what I can tell, all of the receptor sites. It's like the key to the functioning of our bodies that we didn't know was missing until it showed up. In truth, it was there forever, whispering to our bodies, documented in its more complete form, you know, in the Rig Veda of 5600 BC or wherever it was. And it effectively got removed along with all polycosanol from our food when it got refined. And, you know, in my opinion, it's no accident that it's emerging as these jabs are being implemented in the world. To be honest, I thought it was about stopping the virus. Well, that's how naive I am. The plan was never to do that. It was to deal with this jab. And on a level, what we are seeing is the end of a cycle set up to create, to clear all darkness from all of creation. And so they are being allowed to do their damnedest. You see, once they get enough people jabbed, they think they've won. Because those that they don't kill off will have their DNA modified to suit the purposes of those who are driving all of this. But they haven't understood that they are inside a bigger plan of the light. And all they are doing was actually anticipated before life began on this planet. It's why this particle does what it does. So anyone that uses this product will have all of this interference cleared, will have all of the receptor sites, as you describe, managed, protected. It's a key, it has a key role in the functioning of our bodies that disappeared. Mm. You might say by accident, but there are no accidents in anything, in my opinion. And it's emerging now as this scamdemic has been dealt with, supposedly, by these jabs.
Yeah. You would almost think that the timing of the releases is somehow orchestrated from a higher level, right?
Oh, I don't think it's some maybe.
Yeah, I know. But so here's an interesting thing. When I think of metaphors, I always try to come up with a metaphor. I'm thinking that the nanosoma is acting as if it were a conductor of an orchestra.
Absolutely. This particle is conscious and intelligent of that, I have no doubt. I have a very dear, deeply spiritual, deeply skilled energy healer friend in North Carolina who actually is the VP of Magic Dipole in the US. She's a silent player by and large. But she's able to, I would describe her as a multi-dimensional being. She now talks to the consciousness of metadipole, as she calls it, which is the development name of the product. And it's identical. Nanosoma and metadipole are the same thing, just different names. One's a marketing name, one's a development name. Becky talks to metadipole and she tells me, you really should talk to it. She knows I can do these things.
Very good.
There is a plan here that's older than life on this planet. And mm-hmm. this little particle has a key role to play in mm-hmm. it. And I've said it before, I'm just humbled that, it has come to me to help to spread in the world. On a level, I understand why, but nevertheless, you know, I see it as a profound responsibility and a very humbling responsibility and opportunity to do what I can do to spread it.
Yeah, your words echo in my mind with the word Anthroposophy, anthroposophy. Oh my God, it's not coming out well. Anyway, Rudolf Steiner.
Yes, I know.
And his thinking about. And his speculation and his talks about Ormond and Lucifer and the energies that set up these concepts and where we're headed with this.
Yes, I mean, he was a profound man who contributed enormous things. You know, I think he got waylaid and sidetracked by many who apparently were aligned with him, but let's not get lost in Steiner. He brought an enormous contribution. Mm. And I think his understandings on a level were very, very accurate. I don't get too caught in the persona, let's put it that way, of the representatives, because, you know, my own personal work and journey has taken me way, way beyond that to an understanding and in some ways a clearing outside of this temporal world that really goes beyond those identities, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I look at that with interest, but not with great engagement. But he made an enormous contribution on many levels, and the world should be very grateful for that man. Again, he's been somewhat demonized and sidelined, of course, but his contribution has been very special.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so that's the philosophical end of things. On practical side of things, I am truly excited to see that we are hopefully at the end of the first cycle of the existence of this business, where we have gone through two crises already. First, the crisis of delivery, then the crisis of quality of the sprayers. But I think this is mainly behind us, right?
Well, I hope so. I can't guarantee any of it. And I apologize to any and all of you that have suffered along with our trials and tribulations. This is a pretty new business. I opened the store for the US business in November last year. And, you know, I bottled, I think, 350 liters of product. I'm now bottling it by the 2,000 liters at a time, pretty much. I'm shipping in 2 tons of liquid at a time to bottle, and it's just going to keep growing. So we've had lots of growing pains. We've screwed some things up. And again, I apologize to everybody that's been impacted. The supply issue, I thought we'd got on top of, but growth of demand, you know, got ahead of me again. I think we've got a handle on it, but I'd make no promises because, you know, in terms of the total US and Canadian population, our volume is very small. Mm-hmm. So as it spreads, you know, one of the things I have understood is one person will tell 10. Originally, it came from Rugger's Astrologer a decade ago or more. And the other was from the early work in Malaysia, where it was first released in 2015, and it got borne out in the field. One person tells 10 on balance. So you only have to do that a couple of times. You don't need any marketing.
Yeah. Well, no, the product does sell itself.
Although, it does.
We should address this. So I have some people who call me on day 3 and say, I am astounded. I have more energy. I'm more stable. I sleep better. In fact, I wake up bursting into song. And then yes. I have another person who says, I'm now on my second or third bottle, and I cannot say that I'm feeling any different. Or I have yep. a guy who writes to me saying, well, I did one bottle and it didn't change my diabetes symptoms any. And so I gave the rest to my wife, and that's that. And so, of course, I say, well, you know, it took 3 bottles for me before it fired up. I just happened to have used up 3 bottles inside of 4 weeks.
All of those happen and more. I would add to that, you know, people say, Oh, you know, probably the worst I can think of. Oh, it tastes like vomit. I don't want to go near it. And so the thing I say to people is, there is a journey with this product. Again, when people truly understand it, they will not look at it through the lens of allopathic medicine. It would be the best way to describe it, looking for a point solution. I have these symptoms that I know about, and I want it fixed within 2 days of beginning to use the product. You know, that may or may not happen. I mean, what I have seen is people who've got extreme blood pressure will see it normalized in hours. There is an example we had of a woman who had extreme blood sugar levels, and had had them since about the age of six. I don't know why. I've never investigated why. And she was in her 50s. I think she may have lost a leg along the way. But she had, I'm no medical person on any level, let's be clear. The numbers she talked about was her blood sugars in, I think, 530 or something, which meant nothing to me. But Raghu said, my God, that's coma territory.
Yeah, that's terminal.
Yes. So she sprayed 5 sprays in her mouth in the evening, went to bed, got up in the morning, and her blood sugar was 90. She has never seen it at 90 in her life. Mm-hmm. And so, but if someone's got, you know, just a little bit of elevated blood sugar, it could take 3 months. The thing to get is there's a triage. This is conscious and intelligent. And when you put nanosoma in your body, the body and nanosoma conduct a triage. What's life-threatening? Okay, we'll work on that first. And you may not know about it. You might be within a week of having a heart attack. And we know most heart issues we don't have much awareness of until it manifests in a pretty serious way, unless we've had some tests done. So you don't know what's going on. And so, but the body does, especially in the presence of this godfather particle, as Raghu describes it. He says, you know, this comes into the body and it says to the cell, hey, listen, I taught you 2 million or billion years ago how you should be working. You're not doing it. Get on with it. And so people, you know, the thing that's life-threatening, they may be aware of or they may not. And you don't know what the priorities are. So there's a journey that's begun. And if, you know, if you do have pretty good nutrition, there's a good chance that the energy transfer into your cell is working relatively well. So you may not experience much. But when the mitochondria into your cells are not working very well, it's one of the first things that gets fixed, which supplies energy and nutrition into the cells. And this is why when many people say, my God, almost the moment I started to use it, I had this incredible boost of energy. It's because the mitochondria are repaired, which transport energy and nutrition into the cells. So these things happen. And some people don't experience much. And as I said, you know, you can have people who say, oh, you know, I'm not seeing anything, so I gave it to my wife, because they haven't understood what they're playing with and they haven't understood what this is doing. And, you know, with time, that lack of awareness will go away, which is why I say, you know, when people truly understand this product, that when you use this product, illness and disease and aging will not be part of the human experience, not because nanosoma is fixing anything. It doesn't. It doesn't cure or treat anything. It's simply triggering the body to operate at its optimum and in a way that we never understood was possible until this showed up. So, you know, it's like the key to the functioning of our body, as I said, that's gone missing. And so some people experience one thing, some people experience another. You know, as I said, some people can experience the most common flavor reaction from people if they have one is bitter, or coconut, or soapy, or, you know, the last one I mentioned was vomit, which is not common, but it can happen. And people don't understand that it's about their body, because when you use it for a while, and for a while can be, you know, a couple of weeks or or 6 months, depending on what's happening with your body, it tastes like water. Energized water is how I would describe it today. But you have people who, you know, it has no flavor from the beginning. Right. Kerry Cassidy was an example. You know, she sent me an email saying I started using the spray. No taste for me. And I said, well, that's a good sign. You've got some fundamental balance in place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Well, I just want to summarize it in this way, that please understand that the product may take a while to manifest. And just because you're not having a dramatic shift in your symptoms doesn't mean that it's not doing anything. It just means that you haven't taken enough yet, which is, of course, the perfect marketing ploy, really, right?
The thing, you know, Raghu's gone through this a lot because he's been working for over 10 years and he's had people who said these sorts of things. And, you know, where it's mattered, he said, sent them off to get blood test results done and do some before and after comparisons. Lo and behold, their blood markers have normalized. And so this is a very, you know, it's only one of many tests you can do, but it's a good indicator that the body's systems are being normalized by this. And how it's manifest in terms of the symptoms of dis-ease, as I would describe it, which really, you know, we've been taught to treat all these things as single points of illness, if you will, when really they're just a reflection of the underlying malfunction of our bodies. You know, when you take that broader view and understand it and recognize that if you use it for, you know, a bunch of years, you'll probably stabilize with a biological age of about 35 for as long as you want to stay on the planet.
Hey, that's not such a bad deal.
And that works for me, I tell you. You know, okay. Raghu is now 70. He's been using it for probably 11 years. 2 years ago, his measured biological age was 51. It's now 48.
All right.
His biological clock's running backwards. And it's not just Raghu that this will happen to. It's all of us. And it's, you know, in fact, it's part of his patterns, what it's doing to the telomerase. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is to be expected. It's in a way, it was the promise of life on this planet. We just didn't know how it would come. And it was all part of a much bigger plan. And here we are living out the crescendo, the climax of the game of the dark on this planet. They thought they could come here and dominate humanity and in so doing survive in creation. Well, guess what? They fell into a trap that was even smarter than them. Mm. That's what we're living through. So I'm actually a total optimist about the outcomes. I don't know what the journey will be like to get there. You know, you need to choose what's yours to do along the way, and you should expect that many of those people that are not aware probably won't be with us in a few short years.
Speaking of not being with us, so if or when Raghu gives up his physical body, is the business going to carry on?
Well, you know, his plan is to live at least to, you know, 180 to 200. So I'm not overly worried about it right now, unless he falls under a bus, but I don't expect that's his karma.
You know, that is the distinct chance that he does fall under a bus. I'm just curious if there is some kind of a succession planning in place.
I don't know. I never asked him. I haven't worried about it because I don't look at life on that level. You know, when you understand that we have all chosen our life journey and life path before we incarnate. You know, all these people that are going to leave the planet courtesy of these jabs chose it before they came.
True.
And so when you look at it like that, you don't operate quite in the same fear-based reaction that says, but what about if something happens to Raghu? Because I know he's not going anywhere. I know it was this man's mission to bring this to the planet. I know where he's walking.
Okay, well, that's a lovely faith-based statement, which you may well be true.
You could call it faith. It's not the word that I would use.
Well, exactly. Okay, inner knowing.
That's better.
All right. Well, let's run with that. Let's hope that you are prophetic. Oh, man. Okay. So there's this wonderful new development happening. By the time this is on air, I'm hoping that the MetaSomer product, the gel version of the NanoSoma, is going to be out. What can you say about that?
Well, simply put, if you think about NanoSoma and you understand it fully, you realize that its action on the skin is very powerful. You know, we've seen people with psoriasis over 80% of their body cleared. We have seen people with all manner of skin afflictions see these things healed. And spraying water on the skin is not really the best way of getting stuff on your skin. It runs everywhere, you know, it's messy. And so in essence, what the gel, the topical gel is basically NanoSoma processed further to include, I think the only additional ingredient is an edible xanthan gum. So you have a gel that you apply to the skin that has the same efficacy as the spray, but much more convenient for that kind of application. And we will only be announcing it as a topical product. But if you understand that everything that's in the product is edible, you know there are other things you might do with it.
Right.
And so
Is this more concentrated or less concentrated, or how is it?
Same concentration. In fact, same efficacy, same concentration. Again, let's talk about concentration for a moment. People get caught in this. When Raghu started making this product, he started at 40 milligram product, and then he gradually worked his way.
That would be 40 milligrams per month.
Per mil. No. 40 concentration, 40 milligram per mil. Milliliter of volume, and he the first product that I think he may have released was 10 milligram per mil. The next was 5, and we are using 2.5 milligram per mil. I expect it'll be 1 milligram per mil in a year or two. And if you understand that in large measure this is working at homeopathic levels, all of this makes some sense. Mm. There are many other bits of this that I could go into. But simply a good way to look at it is we tend to think about concentration of chemicals because that's where we've come from. But if you think about what, you know, 5 sprays in your mouth represents, it's about 10 to 50,000 times the number of particles as we have cells in our bodies.
All right.
You understand? Huge number of particles compared with the number of cells. Now, I'm not saying you only need one particle per cell. I don't think you do. You might need 20 or something, but not 10,000. And so...
Just to say, I was getting more effect by taking 20 sprays in a day than 5.
Ah, well, there are two different issues. There is a frequency of use and concentration.
Mm.
The concentration in the levels that we're playing with doesn't change things much at all, but usage does, because particularly as you're going through the healing process, you're dealing with things that are effectively using up the product in a way. This is why if someone was dealing with the virus, five sprays every 4 hours is a good thing to do. If people have been jabbed, it's good to use it every 4 hours for, we recommend, 3 days, just to be sure. There is a place for that. It's because, in a way, there's a consumption of the product happening. So usage, frequent usage is not the same thing as concentration. They might sound like they're overlapped, and maybe they are slightly, but in essence, using it, you know, if you taking 30 sprays at one time versus taking 5 sprays 6 times a day is a different outcome.
So in fact, the 5 sprays a day, if I take one in the morning, one at noon, one at dinner, one at bedtime, and have a spare?
It may be. It may be. But
well, we should actually start a poll. People, those of you who are willing to experiment, if you're not lazy and like me, who takes 5 sprays in the morning and gets on with his day, if you're willing, I would like you to try and compare and be in touch and let us know what you find.
It's very interesting. You know, I've had some kinesiologists who say to me, you know, I've measured this, all I need is 1 spray a day. Well, that's okay. That may be true. There are other people. There's a man who's also a wonderful kinesiologist. In fact, his testimonial is the first in my documented testimonials, a guy called Howard Wallen, who lives in Chicago, 80-year-old, wonderful man. And, you know, there have been times on his journey where he's used a bottle in a day because that's what his testing has told him to do. Is he wrong? I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm saying we don't fully understand all that's going on here. But certainly all the experimentation that Raghu has done says that when you are effectively in a stable health situation, or you're working with longer term healing and health issues, 5 sprays once a day is enough. And it's a good way to work. And it's also why we have the front loading thing when you're getting started, you know, 5 sprays 4 times a day while you use up a bottle, 5 sprays twice a day till you use up a second. Again, this has come out of the testing that Raghu has done over a period of time. So, it's not a box exactly. It's a guide, and some people feel drawn to use less. That's okay. One thing I will say is that some experiments have been done in Switzerland with using different dosage amounts across a whole range, and within a few hours, that all normalized. This stuff, it recycles itself in the body, so it goes in as an alcohol. It gets oxidized, if you will, and becomes an acid, I guess. And then, but the body recycles it back. It goes through this natural cycle, as many things do in the body in a state of homeostasis. These things, in many cases, get recycled. That's why vitamin C gets produced in the body when this is present, because it's effectively part of the homeostasis process of the cells, is to take oxidized vitamin C and convert it back. But without this product in it, doesn't happen.
Yeah. Speaking of ingredients, somebody wrote to me saying, please explain the sugar to me, because there was the word sucrose in the ingredients.
Yes.
And so I said, well, yeah, but this is sucrose, as in sugared lauryl sulfate, something which actually is an emulsifier. And I'm saying, well, this is the brilliance of the design. The ordinary polycosanol is not micronized and is not water soluble.
Correct.
Right?
Exactly.
And so, so speaking of ingredients, so that this new metasomer is applied topically. So should I expect that the most useful way would be to put it all over my face to deal with, I don't know what, signs of aging?
You can. Down the track, the cream will be a better option for that, but the gel will work. You can put it all over your face. You can put it on. If you have a cut, for example, people that have used the spray or the gel in whichever form on something like that, you know, it heals up incredibly quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, within a day, you would see healing that you would only normally see in a week or two. A, there's no infection. B, this stuff is triggering the production of stem cells in the wound. It heals incredibly quickly. Again, this is entirely understood. Burns, incredibly effective. I mentioned psoriasis, eczema, acne. These things get transformed by the use of this product, and the gel is the practical version of this thing that you can find. Many people have told me this is the best hemorrhoid cream they've ever struck.
All right, the gel or the future thing?
The gel.
the gel? Because you also mentioned lotion or cream, right?
The cream is really a facial cream. It's a really high quality facial cream is its primary focus.
Okay. So do you have a target release date for that?
I'm hopeful in a couple of months in the US. It's dragging its feet. I just had a conversation an hour or so ago with the lawyer who needs to, position the evidence that we have that it's perfectly safe to use. We know, but you have to document these things in a formal way and give people access to it. And he's busy with other things, so I called him and kick him. I know him. He's a good man.
So this has to be tested on humans because we just don't like to waste it on rats, yes?
We don't have to do any of that.
Oh, I know
this stuff
that.
Was done 10... This any of that kind of work was done 10 years ago. Uh-huh. In a way, these products are old products. But, we need human rats to test it on by, like you and me, you know. We'll be good rats for it. I will tell you, I have yet to... our focus is the gel, but I've yet to share this with a woman who is not in the cosmetics industry who doesn't love it. I have had three women so far who didn't like the cream.
Okay,
and I realized they're all in the cosmetics industry.
Yeah, well, we're in a terrible situation here because just having said this, what we did is going to create a huge problem for me because I'll be having to answer the calls. But when are you getting the lotion?
So the gel will be in the store next week, I expect.
Okay. We're speaking in September of 2021.
We are indeed. And so the week beginning, whatever that will be, it'll be available in the store from the beginning of the week after next. So where are you? We're
on the third today.
Mid September. I may open the store a day or two ahead for pre-order, okay. But late in September we'll have a good stock. I will say. You know, we've only bottled a quarter of a ton off the bat, so it may not stick around long.
So how do we justify the 50% premium on the price?
Well, it's a different product to begin with. Secondly, it's more expensive to make. As I mentioned, it's made by taking the spray and processing it further. So it's a more expensive product to make. And also it's, it's not something that you will use every day the way we use the spray. So it has a different positioning in the market.
All right. So to position it straight out. So this is something you want to have in your bathroom shelf, but you won't necessarily need to use it every day.
Correct. You know, if, you can use it every day if you wish, but you don't need to. How I tend to use it if I have some issue going on my skin, I will apply it. It's also one of the things that people have discovered is that the products in general are generally very good for pain relief. So applying the gel for pain relief and to promote, say, the healing of a damaged knee and all these kind of things are good things to use it for. The base practice, in my opinion, is, five sprays once a day in your mouth of the spray as an underpinning for everything else you do. Mm. And then the gel is additional to that. So if someone's dealing with acne or eczema or psoriasis, then clearly you will use it quite a lot. For that whilst it exists. And so in that case, you'll use quite a lot of it. But in general, I don't see it as being something that people will use every day unless they have a need to.
All right. And so the lotion, don't call me before the beginning of 2022.
That's a good line in the sand.
Okay.
If we do better than that, treat it as a bonus.
Okay, we'll let you know if we have managed to get ahead of the deadline.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that really is the gel. It's taking the spray and it's turning it into a topical, easy to apply gel. Gel is the perfect word for it because that's what it is.
Yeah, it sticks to the surface.
It does. It does. And you spread it out. I mean, it's a water-based product, just like NanoSoma is. So there's no oil in it. And so it gets absorbed into the skin very quickly and easily. You rub it on and it's gone.
Sounds great. I have a few ideas how to test it. So we will put it to a test. I'll try and do good. A few visuals.
Very good. Yes. I look forward to that. We have quite a lot of feedback because Raghu has been using it in testing. It's in his large body of testimonials. There's 60 pages of testimonials, include some gel use. But really think about it as being NanoSoma in a gel form that you can apply topically, simply and easily, you know, as you require it. Simple.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to hearing from our listeners and followers with their stories. We have already a good number of them. You can find them on the product page. And of course, we have been sending out the commonly shared list of testimonials that you're referring to. That's usually sent by our newsletter because we don't dare to put them on our website.
Yeah, understand.
In fact, I think the stories that we could tell would probably not withstand the scrutiny of the regulators.
Well, I think, when people are simply sharing their testimonials, that's fine. Just from a business perspective, one of the problems that the multi-level marketing people got into with testimonials is, the people that were sharing them were being effectively paid to tell good stories. And so that's where they got into a problem legally. We don't have those issues because people are buying the product and using it for their own benefit and sharing their story. You're allowed to do that. That's not a problem.
All right. Let's hope that statement holds.
There are lots and lots of testimonials on Amazon if you go looking. I mean, I won't use Amazon for many reasons.
All right.
Probably not ever. There are lots of product testimonials up there. There's a bit of a fear in the nutritional supplement industry about it because of the MLM experience. And so people have tended to extrapolate it into this.
Well, the biggest challenge that I have is that under the FDA rules, we are allowed to make a structure or a function claim, but not a medical claim. So I could say something like, metadiol supports healthy heart function or healthy metabolic function because it's a statement of fact. But I couldn't say it lowers blood pressure because that's a medical condition.
Yeah, no, I understand. I am very careful to claim nothing.
Yes. Yeah,
so we don't need to, you see. Because people share their experience and it's like this groundswell. Humanity deserves this product and humanity is waking up to this product. We're just opening a few doors and the right people grab it and run like you have. And so we don't need to make claims. If anything, I'm actually reducing the things that I put on the products. And an example for this is the term nutraceutical, which is a very kosher word in the US. It's been tested legally and defended for natural supplements, but it's a no-no word in the UK and Europe, which I found out the hard way. I couldn't open a bank account in the UK. I said, what's going on here? And then I did some homework and I'm taking the word nutraceutical off everywhere so that it doesn't trigger these reactions. Again, the word has a different meaning in those countries. It's not been defined and defended as a term as it has in the US. So there are all these things you walk into. So I'm backing these things off as we go forward. It's not going to affect the rollout of the product in any way.
All right. Speaking of international, So as of our conversation right now, your European store, the German-based EU, is up and running, yes?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep. And
so the Australian store is also open?
It's open. The Australian store was actually the first one that I opened. I have closed it once or twice along the way. It's open, and but we're also out of product. But that will be fixed. We expect a bottle next week. I will be moving it from backyard supply, as we were doing here originally, out of my office, and now out of my friend John's office when we get supply, and it'll be in a fulfillment center.
All right.
So
going
it'll be
industrial.
We are. We are. We did it in the US out of the gate because we had to.
Yeah.
And we are graduating to that here in Australia this month. So that's an exciting step forward.
Wonderful. And so the UK is some months away, or?
It's weeks away. The constraint is bottles. You know, my Rugger's joke is they spent too long in India. They caught the lethargy. You know, things seem to take forever to make happen in the UK. And so, you know, I was organizing, the people that are bottling it for me are organizing all the packaging and the bottling, and the bottles were on minimum 8 weeks lead time. They went to a second supplier to get it that close. I'm trying to fix that for the longer term, but basically that's the constraint. If I could get bottles, I could get it bottled, I could get it in the warehouse, we could get going, but without bottles, I can't do anything.
And so, are you not able to ship the German product into UK?
I don't want to do that for a number of reasons.
Okay,
you have different regulations in every little space around these kind of products. So what you put on a label in Europe is different. Even already, what you put on a label in the UK is different. I don't want to get muddied up with any of those kinds of issues.
Okay.
I don't want to be importing a bottled product into the UK or in general ongoingly on any scale anywhere. My model is to buy the bulk out of Switzerland and ship it to the market and bottle it there, whether it be me or somebody that I'm working with.
Yeah.
So, for example, in South Africa, I'm working with some people who will put it in a bottle themselves, and I'll just supply them bulk product. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking to someone in Singapore who will spread it across large parts of Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a powerhouse who understands this space. Interestingly and intriguingly, her ancestry is also Tamil Nadu, which is where Raghu comes from. Uh-huh. So even though she was born in Singapore, she speaks Tamil. They speak Tamil together. It's very funny.
funny. Okay, so that's that part of the expansion. I have been getting calls and orders from all over the world, and I keep telling them, wait. So there will be links in the show notes where you can go to order directly.
Perfect.
I don't necessarily want to be shipping orders from our US warehouse to wherever you are in the world, because it's really an experience.
That's a good word. Leave it at that. Yes, okay. It is. And, you know, with time, if the vision is that this be in the hands of everybody in the world, and I said 10 years, Rugger's astrologer said 2, and I said, oh, my God, I can't imagine how that can happen. And so we just deal with it. But how this will be in the world, you know, I just don't know. If it's available to everybody, we're going to become like Coca-Cola bottlers around the world, in a sense. I don't know how that's going to happen or how it will be. Mm-hmm. And one of the big issues for that on a broader scale is you really need to be able to produce the product in those places, which means an integrated plant, and we need water. We need pristine water. Where do you get the water from for this? The way I look at it is, if the plan is for this to be available in that way across the world, then the water will be there. We just have to find it. I don't know what it looks like yet. But
Greenland,
the answer will be there.
Here we come.
Indeed.
All right. Have I forgotten something?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Okay, dear listeners, this is Martin Pitella for Life Enthusiast and Dr. Richard Presser for Magic Dicol. We are at life-enthusiast.com, and we are restoring vitality to you and to the planet. That's been our motto since our opening back in 25 years ago.
Fantastic.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin.